If you add up the ages of the four main members of Rad Radio, you get over 180, which also happens to be Rob's IQ. Oh, gee, I wonder who wrote this one. And now back to Rad Radio.
All right, a couple emails here, rad@radradio.com. This one's from Christy.
Hey, Christy.
Says, I have a weird question. There's an ad for Comstock Distillers. They're a fifth generation Northern Nevada. They're based out of Reno. She says, there's an ad for Comstock Distillers that keeps coming up, especially during your show.
Hmm.
I was wondering if you know who the voice of it is. It's tripping me out because he sounds like Michael Douglas.
Oh, what?
Huh?
It's me.
You might know a guy.
Do I sound like Michael Douglas? That's a very vague.
Who's Michael Douglas?
Yeah, see, he's so if you're young, that might be a guy you know only when you see him. I mean, he's a legendary actor, 80s, yeah. 90s, early aughts. He's still alive. His father's Kirk Douglas. I don't know. I've never thought I sound like Michael Douglas.
Me neither.
But you listen to me.
So is Comstock Distiller? Because sometimes advertisers will, companies will get other advertisers to do like TV spots and things like that. But that Comstock isn't doing anything like that. Right?
I don't know. I know it's not Michael Douglas if they are. I don't know if they're running something in companionship with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Hey guys.
Like if you smoke cigarettes, I could see you having his voice.
Ooh. All right, well, I'm happy with my voice, so I'll stay with this. Hello there, Alyssa. Good morning.
Hi. I'm catching up on the last couple weeks' show, and Dawn's mentioned a book that she got about, like, organizing and, like, how you clean the house, and I was wondering what that book is.
Oh, my God.
Do you have it in your Circles profile by chance?
I don't, and I should.
You should, because we've gotten this question before.
Oh my
Circles
God, I'm gonna
is
add
that. The social media positivity app with an S. So there's what you do, Alyssa. If you're not on Circles already, download it for free in the App Store. Give her a day or two because Dawn's forgetful. I'll try to remember to text her.
I'm going
to
try and do it right now on commercial break because someone had messaged me on Insta asking about that, and I took a photo of it to send it to them. So I know I have a photo of it on my phone, so I can look at it right now and then enter it into Circle.
There you go. That's
I'm so sorry.
The great thing about Circles, especially related to this show, is if you follow all of us and you're like, oh, what's that thing that Dawn's talking about? Brandon's mentioned, blah, blah, blah. Hopefully we're thinking, and I know we're probably all way behind of adding it. There's 1,500 different things that we can recommend. So Circles with an S, download it for free in the App Store. They just dropped a huge update yesterday. If you didn't hear it, you can listen to podcasts now through the app. You can remove people from your group messages because they suck all of a sudden. All those Android bugs, most of them fixed. So Circles with an S, free in the App Store.
Now listen, you're definitely going to want to – I'm going to input it in our next commercial break. And I want to make sure it sounds like your thing, because some people, when they clean, they want to do everything on Saturday or Sunday, which I understand. It's a day they're not working. But this is even for people that are working, because they break it down. Every day you're doing something, and I know that might sound terrible. That might sound terrible, but trust me, the way they break it down, it does not take up much time. And it's like your house then is always clean, basically.
We did the entertainment news earlier, mainly about the two big movies, Fall Guy in theaters, Seinfeld's Unfrosted on Netflix. There was one other entertainment note I didn't want to forget because it's timely. It's also not funny, and we're about to do funny stuff, so it's a good place to put it in there. I'm telling you, people are missing the mark on this. This is not going to end well, kids. Britney Spears caused a disturbance at the Chateau Marmont Hotel in L.A. on Wednesday night around 10:30. Someone called the cops, we don't know who, to report a disturbance. Police got there. They saw no signs of trouble, so they left. But Britney and her boyfriend, Paul Solis, went back to their room. And then at about 11, they proceeded to have a huge fight that turned physical. We don't know which way or both or whatever. So another call to 911. Britney ended up out of control and screaming in the hallway, having some kind of breakdown. She had an injured leg, according to multiple reports.
Yeah.
Oh,
paramedics were called. They got there after midnight. Britney was leaving with a pillow and blanket. She'd been crying. She didn't get in the ambulance. She went home without Paul.
Oh, Britney.
And then she posted on Instagram, quote, "The news is fake," and said she's getting stronger every day, end quote.
Yeah.
She added that she twisted her ankle and that the paramedics showed up at her door illegally.
Yeah.
And, quote, "I'm moving to Boston."
Saw that. Yeah.
Oh, Brittany, this is so heartbreaking. Oh, my gosh.
Think during the fight she put on the song Baby One More Time?
Mm.
Yeah. Bad taste.
Sorry. Again, not gonna age well.
Yeah. No.
I mean, you know, only because of where we all know this is headed.
And it could have been her hitting him.
Yeah.
Either one, no good.
Or mutual, who started it and all that. Yeah, just ugly. It's just a bad spiral for poor Brittany.
Yes.
Just for the maggots, just from the maggots, just from the maggots.
You're a maggot, and you're listening to us, so you are. You got jokes, you email us, R-A-D at radradio.com. Don't call. You can't tell jokes.
Sorry.
14-year-old Athena's first.
Yay, Athena.
Did you hear about the cat found guilty of murder? He got 9 life sentences. Oh, no. That's all of them. From 10-year-old Lily.
Hi, sweet Lily.
Why did the peach buy deodorant?
Why?
To freshen its pits. From Ace.
Hey, Ace.
Hey, sport.
A young wife scolds her husband at a party and says, honey, that's the 4th time you came back with cake. Aren't you embarrassed? The husband says, why should I be? I just keep telling him it's for you.
Is it cake, though? Let's cut into it and find out. Is it Cake on Netflix? It's a show.
Oh, that's yeah. Right. Hey,
people were getting
oh
it left
gosh.
And right.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
Don't worry about it. That's good.
As promised, Ramon.
Hola.
Brandon's part Mexican.
Now, I remember Ramon surfaced a few weeks ago under when I was, we didn't know how much am I ballooning up while I replace my alcohol with an appetite. And then the Fat Rob jokes kind of stopped because, I mean, first of all, they were funny at the time. We had to stop every now and then and remind people, look, this is illustrating the absurd by being absurd. Dude who's almost 5'11", 176 pounds. It's not fat.
No.
5 pounds in 3 weeks. Yeah, it's a healthy weight gain, but, you know, and then it just kind of plateaued. So Ramon stopped sending in the fat jokes, but then little Charlie.
Not little.
From Black Dog Graphics, who runs the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
He wrote in and said, dude, we've got all this Fat Rob merch. You got to stay fat or lie about it or get fatter. Just a week of a pound a week for 6 months. That would be 24 pounds. So that we can sell shirts and mugs that have a caricature of me, which we still have that merchandise in the Stupid Store. Which
Superstore.
Look, it's like a collector's item. How long are we going to be able to pull this bit off of me being fat? But then he... He also suggested that, okay, what if I made a Fat Rob plushie and now everybody's writing in? And so Ramon.
Hola.
Brandon's from Mexican.
Who on Monday had gone to, like, Jokes for Kyle. He did orphan jokes.
Thank
and
you.
And then I don't remember what he did. But now I called him out. And he said, all right, fine. And at last minute, he sent this one in today. Rob is so fat.
How fat is he?
That when he skips a meal, the stock market drops. What?
Funny.
I guess because I'm not consuming. So,
got right. Ooh, yeah.
Your right. consumption level is that of the GDP.
Jesus. As I mentioned, the Big D who sends in the bad jokes. Whoops, Freudian slip. He sends in dad jokes. He got bumped down in the rotation because he kind of begins the special edition of Jokes from the Magus today. He writes in honor of tomorrow. Being May the 4th, thus Star Wars Day, I am submitting some appropriately themed jokes.
Hello. Thank you, Big D. We will take that.
Salutations.
Excuse me, woman. Old woman.
Yeah. Happy May the 4th be with you, Eve.
And may the 4th be with you, Eve, too.
And with you, too.
You, too.
Eve.
Yes, that's too. Some very heavy metal band. You, too. I've heard of them. They hurt my ears, especially that With or Without You song.
I heard they have the edge
it has heavy,
that you're
heavy,
looking for.
Heavy bass. I do not like it. I see what you did there. This is not the edge that you're looking for. Yes, it's a Star Wars thing. And Edge is a member of U2.
You know what?
Just
you know
blew
what?
My mind.
It's a beautiful day, okay?
The day before
May the 4th is a beautiful day.
I take great pride in that joke.
I'm gonna go climb a Joshua tree after the show today, I think.
That's dangerous.
Who's that?
Well, you know what? He used to be the cool one, but you know what?
Oh, he's the guy that we ride on his
shoulders. I don't know. I don't know because the old woman here, she's been more and more mean the last few visits.
She's not leaving any non-sugar-free candy.
Hold on.
I'm having a stroke,
The Ritalin will kick in. Now, go ahead. Take a breath. Yes, sir. Ooh, you sound like your mom last night. Now, go ahead.
Oh, my.
I'm just going to ignore that comment and say that the old lady is not leaving sugar-free candies for us in the lobby anymore.
Hey, speaking of old lady, you can ignore the comment all you want. It doesn't change what happened last night.
Oh, my. What happened to you?
You notice I've been gone for a while. I have matured.
You have. Quite a bit.
What are you laughing at? All right.
Whoa, man.
Are we ready? These are sending. I do not take responsibility for these. Oh, those are pretty good. These are from Big D.
Hi, Big D.
That's what your mom calls me, by the way.
Oh, boy.
That's disturbing. And it's also, what's that? Adultery, but...
Are you okay today?
It's child abuse. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Your mom is not a child.
You are.
I am not. I am a man.
But your name doesn't even have a D.
Our character,
she's not referring to me by my name, honey.
Our characters imply that we're somewhere between the 13 and the 17-year-old range.
Yes, I understand that part, but it's only implied, and we're fake.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Hey, tomorrow's May the 4th. Be with you. Here we
go. Something else
that's
fake.
Oh, my God. the big O?
Not the ones they give your mom. Those are real.
Thank you for the new set of tires. My go-kart needed those.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's just awful.
Oh, thank you. I'll be here all night.
That's a little premature, kind of like you'll be when you're with my mom.
Oh, boy.
Your mom's ugly.
Swapping moms.
Whoa.
Good Lord.
Did you just call my mom ugly? Do you need to get your spectacles checked? Yeah, here we go. What did Yoda say when he watched Star Wars in 1080p?
What?
HDMI.
1080p, that's so 1998.
Look, again, it's old man Big D sent these.
8K is the new resolution.
Had I updated it for our understanding, I would have made the joke, what did Yoda say when he watched Star Wars in 8K? And it's still HDMI. You got to do a good Yoda like that.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Notice the old woman doesn't understand any of this because she doesn't understand how Yoda talks.
Right.
For starters.
Maybe it's just dumb.
Yeah, probably. Oh.
What are you saying there? You say, what's dumb?
The joke was dumb.
Okay, I'm just kidding. Dead be you soon. Oh. I gotta get my testosterone checked, I think. Okay.
I need a nap.
You know what I need? We got a lot of these, so we should maybe move it along here.
Yes, please.
By the way, in old woman language means, ah, Christ. You're not really going to drag this out for another 10 minutes, are you? Yes. Yes, we are.
Oh, shoot.
Why did this stormtrooper buy an iPhone?
Why?
Because he couldn't find the droid he was looking for. And
what? Stormtrooper wouldn't be able to hit it if his life depended on him. Yeah. To aim for crap.
Yes, that's a good. There's one of those coming up, too. That's very great. See, that was what we call
foreshadowing.
Well, Jinx, you have to buy me some Coke.
What? I have a Coca-Cola right here. Here you go. I got. Oh, it's almost all the way consumed.
No, thank you.
Is it pinch poke? You owe me a Coke.
Whatever.
That's not.
And I don't want a Coke.
That's not
with some.
It's not as funny as the joke.
What do you call a bounty hunter who's always busy?
What?
Boba Fett up. My schedule. Stressing me out.
This is the way. That's what the Mandalorian says in the show in the Disney Plus series. Get off my back.
I'm going to go get on your mom's back.
Oh,
what do you call a Jedi in denial?
What?
Obi-Wan cannot be.
Oh, I like that. That's
really?
That's
I thought that was stupid. Why is that funny? Because you have to help me here. Obi-Wan cannot be?
Well, because I like play on words.
Okay. I like playing on your mom.
Oh, boy.
I can do this all day, like your mom.
Oh, jeez.
Why did the Ewok fall out of the tree?
Why?
Because he was dead.
Oh, the poor little Ewok.
Yeah, they're cute ones. That's not nice. I have a stuffed Ewok that I used to sleep with before your mom.
Oh,
good Lord.
Triangles don't exist in the Star Wars universe. Only do angles and do not angles. You try and do you do not try?
There's
no try. There's no try.
Yes,
there's only do. You have to be a Star Wars fan.
I'm only in Trig 1, so I'm not really privy to that.
You only in what?
Trig 1. Trigonometry 1.
Oh. The math class?
Yeah, it's
that's
a
right.
Star Wars thing.
Yeah, but that is a triangle.
Oh. You are edgy over there. What's your name?
None of your business, old woman. Why?
Yeah.
What's next? You want to drag me out to your van?
You file a complaint is what she's going to do.
My friend decided to get... This is a classic. I love this one. We've told this one before, but that's okay. My friend decided to get a face tattoo of his favorite Star Wars character. You should have seen the Luke on his face.
That's pretty good.
Okay, now. I'm supposed to do this, I told. Okay.
Be careful, you're going to get a paper cut. I got some Neosporin.
I need Band-Aids, iodine.
I got you.
Neosporin, okay, good.
I have a bandolier of a first aid kit.
Here's a, I like what you did there. Thanks. Here's a few from Teresa, a selection of Star Wars jokes for Star Wars Day.
Thanks, Teresa.
What's the... This, now, do you remember the foreshadowing? Maybe Star Wars,
the foreshadowing or the foreshadowing?
The foreshadowing. Oh, my God. Gotcha. Oh, my God. I didn't even catch that. Seashore was such a great team.
Seashells by seashore. Got it.
Yeah, you nailed that. Good job. All right. What's the Stormtrooper's favorite store?
What?
Anything next to the target. Because they always miss.
I didn't get it. Can I got to put some clear eyes in because my eyes are just killing me. Oh, there we go. Thank you.
That's what we use for lube when I'm with your mom.
Oh, jeez.
That's why you're low on eye drops.
Good Lord.
I wonder why it smelled funny.
Did that burn?
Oh!
Not me.
Okay.
His mom's into pain, but thanks for asking, cool guy.
I didn't need to know that.
Hey, you know what? I'm not too old for another shoulder ride, by the way.
Oh, well, maybe if you're a good nerd.
Yeah, you know, though you might feel something kind of poking in your neck.
You might catch whatever my mom has on your neck.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, never mind.
She did that to me? Okay, Darth Vader, when he orders a steak, how does he order it cooked?
How?
Well, dun, 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 dun.
That's a terrible way to have a steak. Even I know that.
It is, but it's the only way it works for the song. You can't say medium rare. Here's a few more that I saved up. Okay. Why didn't any of Luke Skywalker's marriages last?
Do I?
He always followed Obi-Wan's advice. Use divorce, Luke. From what I hear from my boomer friends, that's not a bad thing, actually, the option to get divorced. Yeah. You know, the two older guys that are usually here, they both actually praise divorce and how it set them free.
I'm not surprised about one of them, though.
By the way, where are they?
I don't know.
I, where are they? I'd like to be where they are.
Aw. Well, she's really cracking herself up.
Yes, she is.
What do you call an eel that loves the newest Star Wars trilogy?
A what?
A Moray eel. Give me more Ray.
Ray.
Oh, you know, come on. Oh. He's in your rotation, right?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm a traditionalist when it comes to Star Wars. I like the first original ones that came out.
I can't argue
from the
70s.
That.
Yes, Princess Leia is my favorite.
Oh, cinnamon buns changed my life forever.
By the way, do you have any socks I can borrow? I'm getting really low.
Apparently, you don't need socks anymore because you have my mom.
Well, that's how this all started. I went over to your mom's house. And I said, could you launder my socks? And she was unbuttoning her blouse saying I was about to do a load.
None of my sock laundry is getting done because she's busy with you, apparently.
I know. And she likes it on the rough cycle, too.
The rough cycle. Jeez.
Next up for jokes from May the 4th be with you, Star Wars.
And with you.
Yeah, thank you.
And with you.
Where does Princess Leia shop for Father's Day?
Where?
At the Darth Maul. See, that's the character, the Darth Maul.
I should go to the Darth Maul to get some more socks because I am currently going sockless.
Can you get some lube while you're there for me?
Oh, my God. They don't carry it at the mall.
Just olive oil will be fine.
I thought it was Darth Vader.
Oh, my God.
Darth Maul was in the episode one. Hello.
You remember with the BB and the boo-boo, the Jar Jar Binks?
He had the double-sided lightsaber, the red, come out the both ends. And
I thought the first one had Darth Vader.
That's episode four.
Episode five.
What?
Episode four.
The four? Yeah, your four. Yes. The first one is the fourth one. Duh.
A New Hope.
This is basic stuff. Come on.
Okie dokie.
Okay, why couldn't Luke find love?
Why?
He was looking in all the wrong places.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love.
I wasn't expecting that.
Why is Yoda such a good gardener?
Why?
He has a green thumb.
Well, duh, he's a green creature.
More like he's a master and all that, but whatever.
Plus, he's short, so he's close to the ground, so he knows how to work with soil.
Whoa, your voice is changing. Man, you're getting very mature there.
Well, thank you.
There was a lot of baritone in there. Wow.
Yeah.
Which Star Wars character works at a restaurant?
Which?
Darth Waiter. May I take your order, please? It's hard to do that impersonation with my tweety voice. Ah, here we go. I didn't forget. I didn't add
that was actually me and my asthma inhaler.
It sounds like my dad in his CPAP machine at night. So he stays alive after 750 milliliters of Jack Daniels.
Do you ever feel like just pinching that hose?
Every day. step on it. My mom comes in, pushes me off. I fall, I hit my head, then I have to say that I tripped.
Oh my gosh.
Oops.
Gina, you should go back to the jokes. Why do doctors make the best Jedi?
Why?
Because a Jedi must have patience. Patience. I'll see you now. Ayo. Why shouldn't you ask Yoda for money?
Why?
He's a little short. Did you know that Fozzie Bear was in Star Wars?
Yes.
He was in Ewaka Waka. Does anyone know who Fozzie Bear is? Why do we know who Fozzie Bear is?
That's cute.
That's that odd one.
I am an old soul.
That's a Muppet?
Yes. Okay. Yes, cool kid. He was a Muppet. He would go waka waka.
He was a comedian.
Yes. And you know, all comedians, when they finish their jokes, they go waka waka.
Waka.
He was much funnier than we were. Are.
Very George Lopez-esque.
That's a long list.
Except George Lopez says ha-cha at the end of his jokes.
Oh, jeez.
By the way, I believe this radio show that we're on has George Lopez tickets to give away next week.
Next week.
Random promo. Did I do that right? Oh, never mind. Cool kid, did I do that right?
Yeah, that sounded great.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I think it was key, right?
Where is it at?
Is that real?
I don't have the paper.
You're supposed to know. It's probably at some place that has Hard Rock.
Yes,
I
Hard
think.
Rock Live, I believe. Hard Rock Live. That's next week. Yeah, George Lopez tickets. And then I think all the winners are like qualified to get upgraded to front row or something. Like
front row?
Yeah, so you can really see what he goes, ha-cha.
Oh, boy.
What did... No need, by the way. Tell the old man, no need to send that air check to the station manager. What did Yoda ride as a kid?
What?
A do-cycle, because there is no try.
A do-cycle?
Because there is no try. So it's a do-cycle. Because there's no try.
Yeah,
there's no,
I know, remember? But I'm trying to picture
insert
D-cycle.
Joke here about me riding your mom. Let's move on. Come on.
God.
All right, just a few more of these. What kind of car does a Jedi drive?
What?
A Toyota.
I love seeing Toyotas out on the street with the little logo of the Yoda in the middle of the old
it's Yoda. It's Yoda. I always think, wait a minute, that says Yoda. It's okay, whatever.
Suspension of belief.
What's a baseball player's least favorite Star Wars movie?
What?
The Umpire Strikes Back.
You're out of here.
I do not care for that joke. Baseball's a violent game.
Violent?
Contact sport.
That's why
I
stick to T-ball.
Yeah. You can still get hit by a ball. I don't like that.
You must hate football.
Football should be outlawed.
Outlawed?
Yes, that's like gladiator Roman days. I mean, why don't we just throw in a lion and see who wins?
What?
Cool kid?
Didn't you play baseball with his mom yesterday, though? Didn't you get a home run?
No, I had sex with her.
Okay.
I didn't play baseball with her.
Jesus.
Just
great.
Skipping over the double entendres
that's
completely.
Great. I mean, not great. You had sex with her.
Thank you. High five. No high fives. It was hurt. No. Ow. I don't want to get stung. Stop it. Okay, I got two more, and I'm barely on time. What do you call? I got to take my medicine. What do you call an overpowered janitorial stormtrooper in the Death Star?
That was wordy. What?
What do you call an overpowered janitorial stormtrooper in this Death Star?
What?
A super duper pooper trooper. I just wanted to say pooper.
I like it. That's wonderful. And don't mention my mom's, what. We don't need to go there.
Yeah. I'm about to, though.
No, you're not.
How does Darth Vader like his women?
How?
Like me on the dark side. Okay, bye.
Bye, therapy time.
And we got this email, rad@radio.com, from Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Why is it all sticky over here?
Ugh.
What's going on? He says, the nerds plus your mom jokes equals pure awesomeness. Mm. Yeah, that took a lot of work on our part. That was really highbrow. If you got jokes, email us, rad@radio.com.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.